Ugh, I should have swiped left.
Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of Should Have Swiped Left, the podcast. I'm Cecily. I'm your host for this podcast. If you have listened to me before, welcome back. If you haven't, welcome. You're in for a treat tonight. We are starting this month off with special guest May, meaning I'm going to be having some very fun people on my podcast all month. The first special guest episode that we have, I get to have some girl talk with you guys with two of my very best girlfriends, Miriam.
Hello.
And Alex.
Hello.
This episode is brought to you all the way from Sin City. We are in Las Vegas celebrating some birthdays and whatnot. Cinco de Mayo. Cuatro de Mayo, however you want to celebrate. We've had margaritas tonight. We've had pizza. We have chocolate cake waiting for us. And this is sadly the fourth time that we've recorded this. We've been having a lot of technical difficulties. So hopefully this is the final one. Good news for you is most of the kinks should be out. So this should be a breeze or not. I don't know. We have our four margaritas in. So it might just be a drunken fun show. We'll see. Nobody's drunk, but we're feeling great.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
I'm actually only two in, therefore. All right. If
well,
you,
this is your show, so.
It's my show. If you are not following me on Instagram, just look me up at Shoulda Swipe Left Podcast. You can see their beautiful faces. You'll also be able to see my beautiful face. That is Onyx. We have some fur babies in here with us today. They're going to also enjoy this podcast. Mm-hmm. Let's jump right into it because, like I said, fourth time. So we're just going to go for it this time. Let's just stick to what we did last time.
Sure.
It was great. We're going to start by talking about kind of the physical appearance of people and online dating. We were talking about this app that Miriam had came across, another online dating app, and you apparently cannot see the person's pictures until you have messaged back and forth a few times.
Yeah, I looked it up and it has a waiting list, but I think it's called Taffy.
Taffy.
Yeah.
So Taffy app.
Yeah, like Laffy Taffy.
Because you're going to laugh when you see their pictures.
I think I've checked that back.
Shake that Laffy Taffy. Really?
Oh, we are children of the 2000s.
You know, like, remember how the Laffy Taffys had, like, little jokes on the back of them?
Oh,
and
yeah.
They were terrible. I mean, nice. They still do that. That's still a thing.
Like the Death Candy.
Do they? Did you say Death Candy?
Dove.
Oh, yeah.
The Death Candy.
But not, Dove doesn't have jokes. They have pleasant little phrases.
It's pleasant for kids.
Encouragements.
I mean, it's pleasant for adults, too. I still find them very funny. Anyway, so Taffy. You cannot see the person's picture that you're talking with until you message them back and forth. And I think the purpose of that is trying to establish a genuine connection with someone before you decide you are not interested in them based off of what they look like. My take on that was from the beginning, I have an issue with that because I feel that when I'm personally online dating, I'm not just swiping frivolously, but I'm also looking for someone who is going to be ultimately an example for my son. So it is important to me how they're carrying themselves because I have very high standards for what I would like my son to do and how to carry himself, especially as a black man in today. We're not going to get into that topic because that can go all night, black people in society. But I want him to carry himself well, and the person that I am going to be involved with, who would be a male figure for him, I want that person to be a good positive example in how, you know, they're dressing or carrying themselves out in public. They don't have to be like suit and tie all the time, but I also don't want like pants around their ankles, sagging, grills, tattoos on their faces. Like that's a little much for me. So I feel like that probably wouldn't be a good sight for me. And then I also shared with them that a girl that I used to work with, an old coworker, had told me that when she originally met her husband, who she's married to today. They have a son. Oh, I just thought about that. They have a son. She was not physically attracted to him whatsoever. And she said it kind of just like happened over time, the more that they spent time with each other. I don't know if I could do that either, but I would like there to be an initial attraction to someone. And I feel like that's the spark to me wanting to talk to them. And that's the thing with online dating. You know, you're swiping based off of who you see and what you like. So, Lego, thoughts. Miriam. Oh, Miriam shared, by the way. She's shared this twice now. She's going to share it again. That she has been in relationships with people who she was not initially physically attracted to.
Yeah, as far as all of my past relationships go, I was only initially physically attracted to one of my exes. The rest were just like, we had emotional connections, or like we got along really well, great conversation. I think the thing is with those, though, it's like I didn't go into them looking for a romantic connection. So I think that's why I wasn't really caring what they look like physically, or I didn't really care about our physical attraction. And then it's like I fell for the personality and our connection, and then I grew to find them physically attractive. But with online dating, it's like it's obvious from the start. You're looking for a romantic connection. And also with online dating, you have, hopefully, most people.
Romance in what sense? Because some people really are just looking for the next piece of booty.
That's fair. Well, okay, let's take you specifically. You're looking for a relationship. You're looking for a romantic connection,
I'm
right?
looking for Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Or the equivalent. he, I believe, is married. So.
I'll take him.
Three kids.
I'll make an exception.
Oh, yep, that's very married.
I have a kid. He has kids.
Three girls.
We already have so much in common.
Except he has a significant.
I have a significant somewhere
a significant
in the world.
One.
I haven't met him yet, but he's out there.
Oh, but yeah, with online dating, all you have is their physical appearance, so it's totally fair to only pursue people you're physically attracted to.
Also, I feel like in online dating, if they do put something in their profile, it's like the embellishment of a resume. You're putting the best foot out there, which you're hoping that someone will like. And I think I listened to this podcast once where they were talking about, you know, how girls will just put things on there in hopes that the type of guys they're interested in will like it. Like, oh, I go hiking and I do this, when like they don't really hike. They just like, my interests are hiking.
I feel like that's everyone. Even with profile pictures, like they'll put their best.
Mm-hmm. Their best doublets
forward. Selfie forward.
Yes, their best cleavage forward.
But they'll also put what they want or they think is most attractive about the world. That doesn't even mean that's who they are.
Mm-hmm. True.
It's just so hard to be genuine with these online dating.
It's hard to be genuine online in general.
Exactly.
That's also a whole other topic.
Yes. Regardless of if it's a dating site or, So,
I realize as we're speaking that I did not give proper introductions. Miriam, my dear friend here, is single, has done the online dating thing, is not currently doing the online dating thing, but she's dabbled. Alex, my beautiful other friend over here, is very married to another friend of ours that we grew up with. We all went to high school together, and they decided they liked each other enough to stick with each other for the rest of their lives. So they're cute. Not going to discuss it. We're talking about the awkwardness.
That's a nice way to put it. They just like decided to stick with each other for the rest of their
life. They better have for what they put us through. Oh. Right?
Well. I know. We all would have been so pissed if they decided not to.
Right?
I would have.
Tell me about it.
I would have.
I know you most of all, huh, Alex?
I would have ruined the lives of all your significant others. Like both of you. Be like, no, this is wrong.
You're not the one.
We have put so much time into this.
So much energy. All of us. But anyway, we digress. They're together. They're married. They're happy. So
we're in their house right now, and they have two fur babies.
Yes.
Real babies to come. In the
maybe.
Years. I was about to say, really?
Not now.
Not right now.
Not right now.
They'll just borrow my child.
They're
the
young
babies.
They're young children.
They're potty training a pup.
They're potty training
work.
The cutest little puppy
That's
named Milo.
Work.
That is work.
Potty yeah.
Potty training? Ugh. Don't have to potty train cats.
Miriam has a cat.
You know I do have a cat. I have turned from a dog person into
we've
a cat
got,
person.
We've got every level covered. You got Miriam's got the cat. I've got the kid. And Alex has got the dogs. So
everything from a cat to an actual human child. We have all of that.
And guinea pigs.
I have
two guinea pigs.
Their names are Purple and Rain. You heard it correctly. Prince Purple Tribute Rain. In the house. Purple anyway.
Rain.
Okay, so we're totally off topic.
That
was Onyx. He's very excited.
It's a fun night.
Okay, so now Alex is going to give her thoughts on the, I guess you could say, judging someone by their cover, judging a book by their cover.
Yeah.
That's what online dating is,
though. It is. And I think that it is, there's huge flaws in online dating. For that reason alone, I think that there are many people who you may not be 100% physically attracted to in the beginning, that you get to know them and they're the best partner for you, and eventually they are the most attractive person to you. Mm-hmm. And the same goes for the opposite. You can have the most attractive person, your Dwayne Johnson,
yes,
I may say, and he can be exact opposite of what you need in
your
life.
I don't need that. I don't need that kind of negative energy. So
with online dating, all it gives you is that surface physical appearance and what they want to present to you without you getting to know them and finding out if that is really what works for you. And I think that is why a lot of online dating stories are unsuccessful.
That's fair. That's very fair. I've definitely done my fair share of passing up on people because I don't look at their pictures and go, ooh la la. I'm more like, oh, no, not my type.
Oh, no,
or
no.
He's okay, but still swipe left.
Yeah.
You know, but what if the okay swipe lefts were the amazing
people? Oh, my God. Are you telling me I have swiped on my husband? I'm still single because I swipe left on him.
You should lower your standards is what we're saying.
Oh, this is why you have girlfriends. Huh. They tell you to lower your standards.
Your appearance standards should not be higher than your moral and personality standards,
yes,
that you may have.
I do think, though, that online, it's okay to have higher standards as far as looks and stuff. Because, again, that's all you're getting is what the person looks like. And personally, I went through a phase where I was like, I need to lower the bar and, like, swipe left on guys that are not ugly or repulsive to me but are not someone who I find, like, ooh la la, super hot. And so I started doing that and swiping on guys and was matching with these guys and found the exact same thing. These guys were just as douchey or apathetic, or it was all the same issues, regardless of if these guys were super hot to me or
they
just
were just less attractive.
Meh, you know?
Well, maybe it's back to the conversation we had a few takes ago in regards to the type of app. What if it is just the free apps and people going there for hookups, for finding people to just have that type of relationship with, but you're not really investing in your relationships because you're literally not investing in that.
Yeah.
So for listeners, obviously you haven't heard the last few takes. We have, but we were discussing the differences between the apps that you actually have to pay for, like Match or, you know, I don't know, other ones that you have to pay for. I don't do those. I only do the free ones because I'm cheap. And then the free ones like Plenty of Fish and Tinder, where, you know, people that are actually having to put money into these dating apps that require you to put a lot of information into your profile are probably the ones who are genuinely looking for a connection versus someone who's just downloading Tinder and wanting to find someone who's next to them that they can
hook up. You find those people who want something long term.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there is hope out there for those of you who don't want to pay for,
I would say,
the online dating apps. Yeah. My next featured guest, well, not next, but featured guests later this month are my cousins, Kristen and her husband, Charles. They met on Plenty of Fish. So don't give up. Love is out there somewhere.
Yeah, and I know a handful of people who are in serious relationships and they met online, Tinder, Plenty of Fish, OkCupid, things like that. I just think that's the rare case.
Yeah. And I think you go through a lot of bad experiences and unneeded experiences just to find that one that may be your Christian and Charles.
Or you
gotta dig through the trash.
A million frogs before you find your prince.
Oh, diamond in the rough, as they say. And let me say, Tinder is real rough.
Tinder is the trash can of dating apps.
No, but I think online dating is more convenient this day and age for people who are super busy. So like for you, Cecily, I think it's probably a bit more useful for you because you've got a lot going on. You have your son, you have your work. I mean, you've got a lot going on right now, so it's not always convenient. Because I always say, just put yourself out there and meet people. Ideally, everyone would meet people in real life, but it's not always convenient, especially when you live where we do, which is a pretty remote area. Like, most of the dudes here are not the best quality.
Truth.
For being honest.
Very true.
It's a very conservative town, so it's very unlikely you're going to meet someone who you'd really connect with. So it's like, we do have to branch out, but...
Or if, you go out looking like a bum, like I do. If you're not catching me at work, I probably look like I just left the gym. I'm probably not going to be meeting Prince Charming on aisle 4 of Winco.
Hey, if you can't accept me at my bum, you don't deserve me at my best. So.
Yes, if you cannot accept me at my bum, you don't deserve me at my Beyonce. Oh my goodness. Anyway, okay. Well, yeah, I agree with all of that. Maybe I will be a little bit more open. But I will say also, for those of you who may, reach out to someone online and they say that they're not interested, it is not your place to badger them about why. You just need to accept that people have preferences and you might not be someone's cup of tea. And on the flip, why would you want to continue to be involved with someone who says, like, they're not interested? They're not. There's so many people on these sites. Just keep going and find someone worth your time. Don't hound someone about why they're not interested in you. It's just very uncomfortable.
For real. They're not going to change their mind.
Oh, my gosh. What are you – Alex is making a face.
No, because there are people who like the chase.
And that so
when
is
you
true.
Tell them they're not true. Interested, they're gonna try and try and try until you give in. But there are people who are
gonna wear you
go
down
just for that.
All right, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm one of those people who will think you're weird. So don't do it with me because
I am not the one.
That is the turn on for some people. Like, oh, she doesn't funny. She's not interested. Oh, I'll show her.
Oh, they're playing hard to Wow.
Bro.
Never thought of it that way. It always comes off as like this person is really extra and desperate.
No, it could be.
Yeah.
There are people who like the chase.
I think that's more like the guys, you think it's cute. Like a girl's like, no thanks. And you're like, oh, really, baby? And then you go in, but her, no thanks. It's really like, go away. No thanks.
Because if she were to just straight up say,
so
go
don't
away. I mean, I guess.
If you're not interested, ladies, just say no, but don't say it nicely.
Dude, but even no sometimes is not enough.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Say it like that. Put a little oomph in your no.
Okay.
Back the
God. And in worst case scenario, bust out the online pepper spray. There has to be an equivalent of that.
No, the block button.
The block, yes.
Oh, that. I was like, I want online pepper spray. What is
blog
that?
Report?
You can find it on Amazon Prime.
It just like sprays pepper spray out of their phone, and they're like, oh god. If only there was like an online equivalent of pepper spray to stop like online harassment the way you can street harassment.
Oh, the blocking. Online apps would be shut down.
Oh, it really is blocking.
Yeah, it is blocking.
I block everyone.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's okay. That's in reference to people who call me and don't leave voicemails.
Is that all it takes?
All it takes, guys.
Does that bother you?
Wait, what if they call you and just leave you a text instead?
If you call me and I don't have your number saved and you don't leave a voicemail, you are getting blocked.
So you just assume. How funny.
We don't even want to look at my block.
It might be a good thing that you're married and not on the dating profiles.
You would be single forever, probably.
No, I genuinely think I would.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, if I didn't find, oh my.
There's some action happening in here.
Oh my.
That's so funny.
I am a fan of the block button. I feel like you have to be.
Yes.
I'm also a fan of the report button. I'll tell you why. Because as I'm casually swiping away, it's not fun for a random dick to appear on my screen.
Ugh.
I will not block you. I will block you, but I will report you first. A random penis.
That shouldn't even be allowed.
A random penis.
To me, that's the equivalent of flashing somebody in the street.
But also like from the first episode, like guys that just randomly, if you're texting them and they just send you a dick pic and you're like,
it's flashing.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Oh God.
Because dicks are not things that you want to look at.
No,
they're not. I've not seen one.
I mean, neither are vaginas. You know, but
you don't see girls just sending vagina pics everywhere.
You do.
Okay, but
do
let's.
You?
I don't. But I have to.
Okay, but let's be honest. I feel like a bunch of dudes
actually
love it. It
absolutely happens.
I think more guys would be into that than girls receiving dick pics.
Actually, no. I heard a story where I guess they were exchanging photos, and so the guy sent a picture of his dick. He's like, send a photo back. And the girl's like, okay. So she sends a picture of her vagina, and he's like, whoa, too far.
Oh, my God. Wasn't that Nicole Byer?
Huh?
Wasn't that Nicole Byer?
Was it? I don't know. Yeah, I heard it on some podcast, but it's like, we literally just sent each other the exact same thing. Like, why are you freaking out on me?
Or maybe from now on, when I get dick pics and they're like, send me one back, I'm just going to send them another picture of a dick.
Yes.
Like someone else's. But was he not being funny?
Huh? No, he was, no, like, he actually was, offended.
He was being serious. Yeah.
I would say go home, Roger.
Right? Like, first of all, I never asked to see your dick, and you're going to ask me for a photo. What do you expect?
He wanted your boob.
No, exactly.
He wanted the boob.
Yeah. A person we both, all three know, a person who asked me for photos a lot. He only ever wanted boob pictures. Grow up.
You should have just sent him, like, butt crack pictures.
Butt crack?
No, I think he would have liked butt pictures, too.
Just, no, butt crack.
Just the crack.
Just the crack.
Like, zoomed in very close,
like,
to your butt.
Spread? So like, just spread apart?
Like, no. Like, just, if I'm sitting and you just, like, get...
Just
like,
the crack?
You nope. can... That's how people, like, sometimes take a picture of their knuckles together.
Do that.
Or, like, their arm, the elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That looks a lot like a butt. Well, fortunately, these days, nobody asks me for photos anymore because I'm a grown-ass woman.
Well, I'm a grown-ass woman, and I... Well, no, I don't get asked. I just get sent dick pics. And I'm like, thank you so much for this garbage that I can now block.
Ugh, terrible.
You should just post every single one. That, mm-hmm. No, never mind.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, because then we all have to look at
yours. Work, you don't know who's it is. So I was just trying to.
And also, don't subject us to your.
They probably would not be embarrassed.
Probably be flattered by us.
Like,
she posted a pic. She's posted the dick pic I sent her.
She shared it with all her friends.
She's into it.
Like, no, we're trying to shame you.
No, hunty, I'm not. Guys like looking more at their penis than girls like looking at their penis.
But, like, objectively, just, like, a dismembered penis, it's just so unattractive and gross and, like...
Unless it's a popsicle. You know how they have, like, mm-hmm. those things that you can give at bridal showers, like the dick popsicles?
Oh, well, yeah.
That's the only one I want.
Dick-shaped stuff.
I had a penis
if it's food.
Like shot glass. It's upstairs. I'll show you later.
Okay. That's what we're doing later, in case you're wondering.
It's from her bridal shower. She doesn't just have it.
Is it from her bridal shower?
I mean,
unless
you
do.
Or is it like...
Or do you?
A mold.
You don't just have dick-shaped furniture and glassware in your house?
It's their secret red room.
It's just one little glass-shaped
just
shot,
one.
Penis-shaped shot glass in one of the room.
Red closet.
That's their red closet.
Gross.
Red cabinet.
That's gross. With a lock on it, just in case.
Just in case.
Funny. Oh, okay, so that's our take on the whole, you know, judging a book by its cover, which is what online dating is, but...
That took a turn.
It took a big one. We totally derailed.
About.
That's why I said, what were we talking about?
Margaritas.
For real.
Margaritas.
Got margaritas.
All right, we're going to jump into the God Help the Male Species segment since we're about halfway through this podcast.
God Help the Male
We got a few
species.
Things to share. Miriam's going to share hers first, which will be, what, your third time now?
Yeah.
Sharing this story, but this it's going to never get old.
This time will be much more abridged because I'm tired of telling the whole story.
But it does have the words dick and pussy in it, so if you don't like them, turn the volume up!
If you don't like him, it's too late because she literally just said it.
Pussy!
So.
I don't like that word. I don't like the word. I also feel like
it's
talking
very
about
pleasant it. When you say it like that.
It's still not
vagina.
Pleasant. Vagina. Cunt. No, you guys still don't like that one?
I don't mind that word if it's used
I
as an insult.
That word.
But I hate it when it's used in reference
what
to
about
a vagina.
Box? Like,
ew,
my box.
Box?
What?
Box? What?
Like a square box?
Yeah. Like a cardboard
does anyone
box.
Ever call it that?
You have to put stuff in a box the same way that you do a vagina. So, like, why? It's a box.
I would be
why
so
not
offended.
Call it a cabinet?
Oh,
do you have anything that like
a closet, a backpack, a purse, a wallet,
a sack,
all of these things opening
a Ziploc bag?
That's really gross. We went from box to Ziploc bag. Oh my lord.
I prefer vagina to be politically correct and painless.
As do I.
I prefer none of it.
Right. You said that you don't really. If
yeah.
we were on the topic of like dirty talk in the bedroom.
Yeah, just
you don't say like.
Don't refer to my vagina like it's not. Refer to me.
But at that moment, you are a vagina.
Wow.
As a person,
that's like, all I am. I just a vagina. There's it's just nobody's attached to it.
I think at that point, I want to be a cunt. I don't want to be a vagina.
Oh my god. on Vagina Monologues, right?
I did.
And that, was that your skit, the
no,
cunt one?
No, I wanted to be cunt so bad. There's a show called The Vagina Monologues, and there's a monologue in there called Reclaiming Cunt, and it's my favorite monologue. I was the little coochie snorcher that could.
Oh. Coochie!
I don't like that one either.
I don't like...
I feel like that one's real ratchet.
I do like coochie more than cunt.
I feel like coochie's real ratchet.
Okay, but in the bedroom, I prefer neither.
No, I would definitely
This is so odd, but since we just said the word coochie, your husband, Joe... No, okay, no, it wasn't coochie. It was still the pussy word. I was going to say, he knew that I didn't like that word in high school, and there was this song that he would sing just to make me mad. And he'd be like, beat the pussy up. And I'd be like, stop it! Yeah.
He would.
It'd be so gross.
He was a dick in high school.
Don't tell him what you don't like.
Because he will do that thing.
And I think, like, yes. If I ever rode in his car, he would, like, turn it on super loud, like, lock the doors. It was, like, his form of torture.
Oh, that's so
I swear
so
my
gross.
Husband's an adult.
Yes, no, this was the 17-year-old version of him, so.
Joseph was, like, my.
We were all dicks when we were 17.
My big brother, but not because I'm older, but he's way taller than I am.
Yeah.
My big brother, and so he would do mean things, like, lock me in his car and play a song that said beef pussy up, even though he knows that I hate that word. I hate it. Anyway, okay, so again, we digress. We're totally off topic. Miriam's going to share her God Help the Male Species story really quick.
Yeah. So basically, when I first delved into the world of online dating, I was dating this guy. He was a white guy. I am a black woman, in case nobody knows.
Me too.
We're all black women. But anyway, he was a white guy. It was established pretty early on that we were just going to be hooking up. So probably the second or third time we ever hooked up, while we were having sex, he said, and I quote, "I love the way my white cock looks in your black pussy." And in the moment, I was like, my ears perked up and I was like, that was weird. But you know, like when you're like sex drunk and you're kind of like willing to do anything in the moment because you're like, having sex. Oh, you guys don't get sex drunk?
No.
I get actually drunk and have sex.
Yeah. Well,
is that the same thing?
No.
What does that mean?
The way I interpret it is like when I'm in the moment and I'm like aroused and having sex with someone, I am not really thinking. Not thinking clearly. I'm just like,
usually thinking about food. I'm not even gonna lie.
It's like, I'll just go with the flow and do whatever. But it wasn't until like after he had already left and maybe a couple days later, I was like, hold up, that wasn't right. And I realized like he was straight up fetishizing my blackness. And I think there's a very thin line, and it's a bit subjective, whatever. When it comes to the difference between fetishizing and fantasies and kinks and all that stuff, like it's a complicated realm. But I think when it comes to being fetishized, it's a personal feeling. So I personally felt wronged. I felt like it just didn't feel right in my gut.
If he had not brought in the black and white thing, if he just said, like, I like the way my cock feels in your pussy.
I would have loved that.
But the fact that he said, my white cock feels
in your
black
pussy. Yes. Even if he had said, my white cock, it wouldn't have felt as weird. But the fact that he said, in your black pussy, I was like, why do you need to bring up that it's black?
Also,
like,
because they're not black. There's that, too. Like, if it's black, there's probably something very wrong with you. You're probably dying.
Yeah. But even if he had said brown. I think if he,
what if he said, like, mocha?
If he had said, like, my pink cock in your brown pussy, okay. I think I would have just laughed.
In your cocoa pussy.
Oh, Lord. It was a personal feeling, and I was like, oh, goodness, this guy is fetishizing me, and it felt wrong. And because I was young and naive, I still hooked up with him a couple times afterwards.
But he didn't say it again.
No, he did not. But I never told him anything about it.
Like, so we're just going to give him a call really quick, guys. Hold on. Just kidding.
Hey, random white man.
White. That is odd. I've never had that happen to me. Mm-hmm.
I had never had it happen either. To the point where I was, it's one of those things where I was like, wait, did something actually happen? You know, it wasn't until a few days later where I realized, I was like, wait, that was something.
That was a thing.
That was a thing, exactly.
So it was bothering you the whole time, but you didn't admit that it was a problem until a few days later.
Right. It was a weird feeling where it just kind of stuck with me. I didn't really acknowledge or realize what it was until later.
So men out there, don't talk about your white cocks and black girls' pussies.
I mean, you can, unless you have a conversation with your partner.
Well, maybe
beforehand.
That's the thing that you guys do.
Because, if you're into that, no judgment. But again, that's the line between fetishizing and fantasies and kinks and all that stuff. Whatever it may be, you just have to have a conversation about it. you have to make sure your partner is comfortable with it. And he never had a conversation with me about any of that shit. If he had been beforehand like, hey, I think you're a beautiful Black woman and I'm really attracted to Black women specifically, and I just like the difference between the colors and I like the way it looks artistically or aesthetically or whatever. Not necessarily that I would have been okay with it, but it would have helped. It would have helped me process it a bit more as opposed to just springing it on me in the moment.
A lot of people need the why.
That's true. Question, yes. Though. Was he like a down white boy, like tried to be Black white guy? Or no. Was he just like a normal?
This was in Seattle.
Oh, so he was normal.
Those types of
because
white
men. Because I have definitely dated a guy who was white but wanted to be down. And I think that was like why he was interested in Black women.
Because mm-hmm. he really wanted like, to be Black?
Yeah. It was like, I don't know
if that type of person would say something like that.
No, he did. I don't think he had said similar things.
Like contrasting his whiteness with your.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would imagine that they see themselves as Black.
Yeah. If what if a white guy was like, I love the way my Black talks.
You know, like, pause.
I'm like, hold up, brother. Let's just go look in the mirror really quick.
Right? Like, let's just look at my arm. Look at yours.
Are you lying?
Oh, goodness.
It would be like an episode or a remake of Malibu's Most Wanted.
Malibu's Most Wanted?
Have you seen that movie?
No.
With Jamie Kennedy, where he's like a white boy, but he like thinks he's Black and they're trying to scare him back to being white.
Oh, no.
It's so funny. What was his name? Jamie Kennedy, I think. He was in he's a comic.
Is this the only movie he was in?
The only one that I know of.
Where is he now?
Where is he now?
He might still be in Malibu. I don't know. Oh my goodness. Okay, so that's a story, Amir. I can't say that I have been in that position, but I am sure I've never been sex drunk, so I might have said something.
Sex drunk? That's a new thing for me.
It's a new thing for me too.
I've been drunk having sex, but
I mean, it's not like exactly like being drunk. It's just the idea.
Is it like being high on life?
Kind of. Well,
or high on marijuana.
It's kind of
drunk
like
on sex.
Is that all of the above.
Drunk
on
love.
Drunk.
Oh no,
that's
Beyonce.
That is Beyonce.
You should know that.
You should know that. For real. Super Beyonce fan. When I say that, I kind of mean that feeling like when you're having sex with somebody, how you kind of just stop thinking and you just feel and you're just in the moment. Like you're not using your head anymore. At least that's how I get. Like,
oh, I don't think that's a thing for me.
Are you like in your head when you have sex?
I'm usually.
Because I very much just kind of.
It really depends, you know.
Because I very much just like let go and I just kind of.
I've never had sex as a married person. So like, what do you guys think about? Because you're going to probably do it again the next night or like. You're going to be with the same person again.
It honestly depends. Yeah. And as you know, my husband, he will do anything he wants. So
that's true.
Joseph even if I'm like cleaning the kitchen, he'll come and, you know, do some things.
But it's
like,
all consensual.
What's happening right now?
It is consensual.
It is consensual. It is very
but
consensual.
But she's also like, let me finish doing these dishes.
Right.
Let me
finish the dishes. So it depends. I could be thinking about the dishes. I could be not thinking about anything. I could be drunk. I could be thinking about
Does
work.
Does Joe have any fetishes?
I don't think so.
Do you have any fetishes?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Never really
a
thought about
fetish?
It.
Fetish?
Huh?
No.
Do you have any kinks?
I would say I have
the dick
kinks.
Shot glasses.
Hey.
I would say I have kinks and I would say I have like fantasies, but I don't think I have fetishes.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know for him, to be honest.
You should have
2 years married all.
Yeah, but you've been together for 12 years.
That's true. But I mean, we met when we were super young. We weren't like super sexually active right when we met. So
he was also locking me in his car playing Beat the Pussy, so I don't know if I believe that. But,
and correct me if I'm wrong. Is he the only person you've ever been with?
Yes.
Okay.
So I feel like you should know each other's that is
fantasies.
Beautiful.
We've never talked about it. Well, but
I guess it's not something everybody talks about.
Like,
yeah,
we're not ones to like sit down and like, let's talk about our fantasies. It's like,
what do you
what's
like?
What's gonna happen tonight?
Yeah.
Usually it's wash Fresh Prince and go to sleep.
things and just come up, but Fresh Prince most of the time.
You have like deep-seated fantasies about the Fresh Prince.
She's sleeping.
Honestly, it just helped me go to sleep.
Yeah, that's
in a good way. I also watch it when I'm not tired, so don't worry.
Yeah. You never get tired of Fresh Prince.
I don't
never.
Think Fresh Prince makes me go to sleep. Those, like, ASMR videos, those help me go to sleep.
Ooh. Oh, I don't like those.
ASMR videos?
That,
Okay. That's another topic, guys. We'll talk about that some other time.
It's just like soothing sounds that people listen to.
Yeah, like sleep tapping.
Like, that would give me anxiety.
Oh my gosh, it makes me so
calm. Or like people you whispering me, really quiet.
Or they do like mic brushing. So you just hear like, it sounds like an ocean.
I'm going to send you a bunch of different ASMR videos.
Is this
videos.
Like people who listen to white noise to go to sleep? Like what is that?
That's
to
a
me.
Thing. That's
to
a
me
thing.
It's different from white noise though. Because this is like soothing. Like they make you feel kind of tingly, but in a like
I have an app
way.
On my phone. I'll
I
show
can
you.
Meditate or I can listen to Sleep and Wind and like things.
And
like
the Fresh
that.
Prince.
But don't, yeah. Or the Fresh Prince and Will Smith. But do not like whisper. At me.
Yeah,
it's,
no,
to,
it's
I'm
very relaxing.
What you're saying.
It's very relaxing.
Like, I'm
to you,
to
me, ASMR videos are not relaxing.
There's a lot of people.
They're
I mean, there's
soothing.
A huge community.
It's a thing,
that
though.
Very
it's definitely
relaxing.
A thing.
I have apps on my phone. Anyways, that's not what we're talking about. Anywho, so Alex,
I go
share your God Help the Male Species story. Alex, preface, Alex works at a very expensive hotel here in Vegas. As an employee, not a woman of the night.
Not a woman of the night, thank you. I was coming back from lunch, and I was met by this man. I am 5'6". He was probably 5'4", 5'5", and I was wearing heels. So a bit shorter than me, not really a problem, although I'm not looking for anyone. I'm just walking back to my area, and he stops me, and he says, "Oh, I was trying to call you last night." And I was like, "I wasn't here last night. Is there anything I can help you with?" And he's like, "Oh, you weren't here last night?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "Oh, well," as he looks me up and down, can I have your number? "No, sir. No, sir." And I literally walk away. But not only was he a bit shorter than I, and again, not a problem. However, he was also probably 65 plus. Heavy accent. I don't know where from, but it was just very awkward.
And he was not drunk.
He was absolutely not drunk.
Yeah. These older men are just so aggressive.
Yeah.
Like they
but
feel
was
like.
He
but
rich?
European men are aggressive.
Yes.
European men, from my experience, mm-hmm. are aggressive.
And you have been to Europe, so
yes.
You do have experience.
Yeah.
They are aggressive.
I want a European man. No, they can't cook, right? Their food's not good there?
It depends. It depends. I know.
I love European food.
I work with the European.
I literally just want someone to talk to me in an accent and pay my bills. That's all I want. It's not
what
that
kind
difficult.
Of accent because you have a
there
like,
are so many different accents.
I'm not going to get into the specifics.
Like, Wakanda forever. Like, from Wakanda.
King Chadwick Boseman.
I could do that.
Oh, I might have to just trade in my Dwayne Johnson for Chadwick Boseman. I think he's beautiful. Ooh.
As long as he uses that T'Challa accent.
Yeah. Is it T'Challa or is it Chadwick Boseman?
Yeah, because very different accents. Very
they
different.
Are very
Chadwick
different.
Or is it
honestly,
T'Challa?
Either or.
I have seen Chadwick Boseman in other movies and I'm still obsessed, so it might
know,
just be Chadwick
I would
Boseman.
Say Chadwick.
Yeah.
Not T'Challa, because T'Challa is like Black Panther.
Yeah, and he's also
T'Challa,
like in love
know?
With what's her name, so no one cares. Anyway.
That's
interesting. So we have, you know, the white man who likes black vaginas, and then we have the 65-year-old creep in the hotel. You guys are keeping things fresh for me. Yeah. I unfortunately don't have a God Help the Male Species story for you tonight. I've kind of been on a hiatus since dealing with the 21-year-old Marine, but now that we said this, I haven't shared this on the podcast yet, but it just reminded me. I do have a sort of God Help the Male Woman Species story that my friend sent to me, and she sends me things to share. So
God
I'm going to assume
the female species.
Yes, it's very funny. She was talking with this guy on Tinder, and they were having like playful banter back and forth. And it seemed like, from what I read, it seemed like it was like a little bit sarcastic, cute. And he said something. Oh, actually, I can pull it up. It's so funny. And she's like, "Oh my gosh, I'm an asshole." And I was like, "You kind of are," after reading it. But it was hilarious. So he said, he messaged her and he said, "I'm getting a sense of deja vu." And she said, "I feel like I've asked you about your intense and bizarre inner life before." And he said, "It's true. Not sure what I told you last time, but looking at it with hindsight, it was a cheap allusion to my heroin addiction at the time," or something like that. What? And she took that as like joking, because obviously they've been joking back and forth so far. And she said, "Ah, gotcha. So no more heroin for you." He said, "Ha, no. Been clean for 2 weeks now. What about you?" And she said, that's 14 whole days. I'm impressed. I can barely make it through a week without a jar of marshmallow fluff. I have a problem. I take a jar with me everywhere. And then this is where it turned. He said, I don't think you trivializing a serious addiction is very funny. It nearly cost me my life.
Oh.
And she responded with, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. I'm used to everyone being sarcastic with me on this site. This is on Tinder. I feel like an ass. Congratulations on your sobriety. I truly mean that. He said, I am a very sarcastic person, but likening heroin addiction to a fondness of marshmallows is a little outrageous. So it went from like playful to super serious very quickly.
Wait,
but in her defense, it seemed like they were just being like playful back and forth.
And he never said if he actually had a heroin addiction. Like even at the end, he never said if he was serious. I'm confused.
That was all on him.
That was very awkward.
Bye.
Bye.
Maybe that's the God help the male species.
I was just going to say, God help the boy.
And she messaged me. She's like, oh, I'm such an asshole. He was serious about his heroin addiction. I was like, you know, in your defense, I totally thought that you guys were kidding back and forth, too. So
and she apologized, and he still was like all but hurt about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, 2 weeks clean, maybe you should still be working on that instead of on Tinder. I don't know.
And that's what leads me to believe he's not actually a heroin addict, or he wasn't actually. But whatever, I don't know either of them, so this is just me speculating.
Oh my goodness. All right, well, you guys, thank you for recording this again with me. We're going to go enjoy the rest of our holiday weekend. I hope you listeners enjoy yours. If you like listening to this podcast as much as we have liked recording it for the fourth time, please rate me 5 stars, leave a really cool review. Maybe share some of your odd fetishizing stories if you have any. Subscribe to the podcast. Would love to have you a part of this family. You'll hear more from me, probably more from at least one of these girls in the future. Mm-hmm. Miriam is single. If you want to get at her, DM me. If you are not, again, following me on Instagram, it is Should Have Swipe Left Podcast. Add me. Follow me. Let's be friends. And I will be seeing all of you again, not seeing you, but talking to you all again next week with another special guest. It will be a man. Whether he's gay or not, I don't know. We'll see how the cards play out. We'll see what happens.
Wait, can you please clarify that?
Though? I will clarify that. So I do.
Like, someone's really confused.
Like, someone's about to, like, come out on your show.
I have I have a straight male special guest lined up and a gay male special guest lined up. Not sure who's coming on next week, but it will be one of them. So we'll just see what happens. It's going to be fun. Thank you guys again. You enjoy your night and your weekend. And whenever you're listening to this, share it with your friends, your family, the creeper, the club, whatever you want to do. Live your life. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.